all local Albertsons and Osco.
Hey, yeah, this for homies. And we can kick it like this. We gon' keep you moving from the dance floor.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner, where we explain what IMHO means. IMHO.
In my humble opinion.
How about LOL? That's a very common one.
That's when you're laughing out loud.
Yes.
And you want to tell somebody down the line that, hey, I'm laughing at that thing you said out loud.
If you have one of these text-based cell phones that you can send little text messages.
They call that like SMS messaging?
Yes, simple yes. text messaging. Or simple messaging system yes.
Yeah.
L, the number 8, and the letter R is a quick way for you to say later.
Like, see you later?
Yes.
You put the C and the U in front of that, huh?
You can do that as well if
you
you're really,
You can just be
really
insane
good.
With that kind of stuff. We're talking about online acronyms, chat rooms, the way to communicate in your digital language here online on the Computer Corner. I think we got a free line open, by the way, 602-277-5827 is the number you want to dial to get on in.
Hey, and we were talking about this this nasty virus, this bugbear bee that was out, and we actually had an email from Reverend Gary asking, do all worms and viruses come in the form of attachments that you have to open first to execute the damaged program? Thanks, Reverend Gary. Hey, Reverend Gary, I don't know if you caught it earlier, but it is now possible... if you have the right combination, which is the most common combinations.
Actually, it'd be the wrong combination.
It was the wrong combination. If you're on a Microsoft operating system and you're using any kind of email program like Outlook, Outlook Express, Netscape Mail, anything that has what's called a preview pane, that preview pane is actually a way to get to you. Basically, it's able to run code that says to automatically open the attachment, and it still requires the attachment to be open, but it's doing it automatically through that preview pane.
That's the bad news. Now, the good news is there's steps to take care of that problem and that little hole that's open there, and the most basic of the steps is basically you want to keep your operating system up to date by going to the Windows Update site and making sure you have all the latest critical updates. If you've done that, you've taken about 99% of the possibility of getting infected that way.
Yeah, because the antivirus program alone, the first thing that these worms do is go and attack the antivirus programs and
right.
disable them, so you run the risk of having a problem. And also, if you're not sure if you're up to speed or not, right now, go and turn off the preview pane, which we have step-by-step directions on our website, datadoctors.com. If you scroll down to the bottom and look on the left-hand side, there's a big button that says Latest News.
Yes.
You click on that, and that'll give you direct access to all of our... suggestions for how you can protect yourself until you figure out what's going on. So hopefully that helps out, Reverend Gary. Phones?
Yeah, speaking of that bugbear worm, we've got Tom in Scottsdale, I believe, who's on, who wants to have some questions about the bugbear virus and some of its potential pitfalls. Tom, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Question about the bugbear. I'm a little confused here. Is it something that affects such things as Outlook or Fedora clients that reside on your computer, can it affect Yahoo?
It doesn't affect any of those programs. It uses those in order to propagate or launch the attack. If you're using Yahoo Mail, if you go to yahoo.com and check in your mail, that's what they call webmail.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean you can't contract it through there, so if somebody sent you a bugbear and you open the attachment, you're going to get it that way.
Right, but just simply looking at the message under a web-based email program such as Yahoo is not going to release the worm as it would in Outlook, for instance.
Correct, because it requires the vulnerability that's in the what they call the MIME translation.
I've often thought that most email, or that most viruses and such are kind of aimed at Outlook. Is that true?
Well, it basically the ones that automatically do things, they're aimed at, well, obviously Outlook and Outlook Express are the most commonly used, so that's the one that most people target.
But that doesn't mean everybody should run out and use Netscape Mail or something else. It just means that it's like driving a car. Yeah, it can be a dangerous thing, but if you wear a seatbelt and you buy a newer car that has, it's a fairly safe car, you're in much better shape. So, you've just got to take the right steps to make sure that you're not out there hanging without a seatbelt.
Yeah, and there are lots of viruses out there that will attack Eudora, that will attack Netscape Mail, and so it's not like any particular email program is any safer than any other.
No, I've used Yahoo almost exclusively for 5 or 6 years. I still think it's just one of the best email packages going.
Yeah, there aren't enough controls in Yahoo, like spam filters and content filters and that kind of stuff for me. I've got to have that. So, it's
personal preference, and it's good that you found something that works for you.
Righto. All right, man.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet, thank you. We got another one there.
We're coming up on a break, so instead of taking another call, let's go ahead and remind people about what we're doing down here. We're down at the Bank One Ballpark outside in the plaza area in what we call the Fishbowl because there is a charity clothing drive going on.
Yes, the Back to School Clothing Drive Association is here for their annual collection of clothing for the disadvantaged children of Phoenix. Get down here with your underwear and socks for kids aged size 9 through 11 in socks and size 8 through 14 in underwears.
And if you're already on your way down to the game and don't have those things and don't want to stop, that's just fine. Cash donations work very, very well. They'll go out and purchase those things, and you can make that donation that enters you in a raffle to win some cool memorabilia kind of stuff. So come on down, and we've also got some free lines open, by the way, 602-277-5827 if you want to get in on the action here.
Please no donations of currently being worn underwear and socks.
Well, we'll make the determination when you get here.
Ken Coleman, Brandon Disney, we'll be back right after the news.